This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. Former Indonesian dictator Suharto has been buried. He died yesterday of multiple organ failure. Suharto's military state funeral attracted several heads of state and tens of thousands of mourners who turned out into the streets. Suharto was a brutal leader. When he first came to power in the 60s, hundreds of thousands of political opponents were murdered. And when Indonesia invaded East Timor in 1975, it's believed as many as 183,000 East Timorese died from murder, starvation, and sickness. Many Indonesians revere Suharto for bringing economic stability to his country. The head of the Mormon Church has died. Gordon B. Hinckley passed away yesterday at the age of 97. He was the 15th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he died from complications from old age. NPR's Howard Berkus says Mormon leaders will now need to determine their next leader.
Tradition dictates that the next Mormon president and prophet will be 80-year-old Thomas Monson, who has served in the highest ranks of the church leadership longer than any of his colleagues. Mormon leaders will meet in a few days after Hinckley's funeral to formally choose a successor. The faithful believe the process is guided by God.
President Bush awarded Hinckley the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. The head of the Greek Orthodox Church has died. Archbishop Christodoulos was 69 when he passed away of cancer. He was one of several national Orthodox Church leaders around the world. The leader of about 250 million Orthodox Christians around the world is Patriarch Bartholomew I. While Christodoulos received Roman Catholic Pope John Paul II in 2001, he returned a visit to the Vatican 5 years later to work on improving ties. Trading on foreign markets didn't go so well today. China's main stock index fell more than 7% and has now reached its lowest level in 6 months. This is puzzling. China's economy is booming, and analysts wonder if fears of an American recession will hurt other world economies. The Japanese Nikkei index dropped 4%, as did the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong. The Screen Actors Guild announced its film winners yesterday. The best actor was Daniel Day-Lewis for his role in There Will Be Blood. The best actress was Julie Christie, tapped for her role in the Alzheimer's drama Away From Her. Christie thanked the SAG members for their honor and touched on the current Hollywood writer's strike.
It's lovely to receive an award from your own union, especially at a time when we're being so forcefully reminded how important unions are.
The writer's strike has gone on for 3 months now. Christie is up for an Oscar nomination, and the writer's strike may jeopardize the broadcast of that ceremony. And 22 years ago today, the crew of the space shuttle Challenger was lost when it exploded 73 seconds after liftoff. Seven people died, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe. This Friday marks the fifth anniversary of the Columbia shuttle accident that also killed seven astronauts. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Rachel, back to you.
Thanks, Corva.